Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. My name is Kip Harris. Thanks again for joining us today for our VRA Daily Investing System podcast. We'll tell you briefly what happened in the markets today, and more importantly, we'll tell you what the VRA Investing System is telling us about what's going to happen going forward. First of all, a very ugly day today. We've got a lot of bases to cover here. We'll do it quickly. Very ugly day today. Ugly Monday to start the week. Dow Jones at one point was down almost 500 points, closing down 328 points at 24,252. The first close below the 200-day moving average in about 2 years. That's significant. The Russell 2000 was down 1.67% today at 1657. S&P 500 down 1.37%, down 37 points at 2,717. And finally, the NASDAQ, which had been our leader along with the Russell 2000, closed down the greatest degree today, down just over 2%, closing at 7,532, down a big 160 points on the day. But again, these are well off the lows of the day. We had a pretty strong comeback in the final hour of trading, which is what you want to see. This is when the smart money buys. You want to see the smart money buying into the close. We did see that today. That is a positive. The reason for the sell-off today, well, outside the fact that our leaders, the NASDAQ and Russell 2000, were at extreme overbought levels on the VRA investing system, outside of that, trade tensions were given most of the blame for today's topsy-turvy trading. But folks, my view on this has not changed. Unless China wants to go the way of Japan in the 1990s, unless they want to watch their stock market, which has already gone down 40%, the mainland Shanghai Stock Exchange, also then become a multi-decade decline, reaching a 70% plus loss, and unless they want to see their once booming real estate market go the way of Japan's in the 1990s, which turned into a 19-year bear market. Yes, prices dropped every year for 19 straight years in Japan. Unless China wants to face this kind of a future, and these are very real possibilities, they're going to come to the table and they're going to meet Trump's U.S. meet the U.S. and Trump's demands for fair trade negotiations. We have a number of short-term positive negatives. We'll cover this afternoon on the broad markets. The negatives: the blackout period for corporate buybacks is now in place in advance of Q2 earnings. This is big because it removes quite a bit of buying pressure, buy-side volume from the markets, if you will. Companies that are reporting second quarter earnings next month will have to wait until a day or two after the report to begin initiating their share repurchase programs once more. But again, outside of that, the NASDAQ, Russell 2000 were extremely overbought. And I'll add this, the financials and housing stocks shares have been very, very weak. Strong economies tend to be led by strong technical action in housing and the financials, and we're not seeing that. Matter of fact, we're seeing just the opposite of that of late. That needs to change. For the positives, VRA system market internals are still showing no signs of a major market reversals. 15 of the last 21 days have shown strong readings on internal VRA system readings, but today that did change. Today that changed a great deal. Today advances, that's going to be declines, led advances by over 3-1. Up-down volume was particularly ugly. Down volume 4-1, better than 4-1 over advancing volume. And fresh 52-week highs to lows were negative by 364 to 157. So today was a negative day, no question about it. But it also had the feel of a bottoming process, at least it had the feel to me of a market that doesn't want to crater, because everything dropped. Bonds rose in price. Gold dropped in price. So yields dropped. Gold dropped in price. Silver dropped in price. But the markets dropped. So there was no safe haven. Typically, this is a day when everything sells off, is a day that's just, we call it a bad mood Monday. This is a kind of a commonplace market that I've seen over my 33 years, where when everything goes down, buyers are just in a selling mood and they sell across the board. However, what was interesting today was that one of the sectors that had been hit the hardest which is the consumer staples, were actually the sector that closed higher today, along with utilities. So that's a welcome sign of relief. Consumer staples and multinationals have really been destroyed. We saw a lot of that selling pressure reversed into buying pressure today. Something we'll watch closely going forward. Also, we saw the put-call ratio today traded above 1 all day long, closing at 1.10. Not extreme, but also it does show increasing levels of bearishness as a contrarian. That's what we look for. And we also saw that the short-term trading index or the trend index closed today at 1.16. Again, not an extreme, but reaching heavily bearish levels, hitting a high today of 1.62. We'll continue to watch all this closely. No real signs of panic in this market. We want to see the Dow Jones get back above the 200-day. Also importantly, the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, NASDAQ, of course, are all well above their most important moving averages, not threatening their 200-day in the slightest. Final point today, the VRA investing system now shows 8 of 12 of our proprietary investing screens are bullish. We had been at 10 of 12. Today's action in the Dow, in the housing stocks and financials, and the emerging markets getting taken to the cleaners have brought that down to 8 out of 12 proprietary screens of the VRA system are now bullish. It's a big reduction, but still, 8 of 12 is still bullish. We're still bullish on stocks. Unless we get some extra bad news coming out of China overnight or something unforeseen with trade, we believe this will pass, but we also have to get into Q2 earnings season. We have to get share repurchase programs restarted again. So we're kind of in that period of we're not really sure what's going to happen. Not a lot of impetus for buyers to step up during this time frame. Folks, that's it for today. As always, thank you for joining us again. My name is Kip Herridge, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow afternoon.